It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Hansi Johnson joins us this morning. He's the director of Recreational Lands of Minnesota Land Trust. And there's conversation about naming the St. Louis River as a national water trail. We want to find out what that's all about. Hansi, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
St. Louis River is a state water trail, so what would be different if it turns into a national water trail, and what's a state or national water trail anyway to begin with?
That's a good question. So first off, you know, just to give people what the kind of the classic definition of what a water trail is, and this is actually coming from the National Water Trail website. And water trails are recreational routes on waterways with a network of public access points supported by broad-based community partnerships. So really, you know, what a water trail is literally is, as you kind of heard in that definition, there's really no one user that's pointed to, but there's no doubt they're definitely angled towards paddlers, canoeists and kayakers and stand-up paddleboarders, but certainly not at the exclusion of any other users in the National Water Trails case and on the St. Louis River. So what it's really doing is almost kind of creating like a water-based hiking trail on the river itself. So kind of a series of put-in spots and take-out spots and signage and wayfinding and kind of information around that and how to access the river. So since the river already is a state water trail, what we're actually trying to do is kind of elevate it a little bit higher to a more distinctive designation, which is the National Water Trail.
Well, and as we learned from the One River, Many Stories project all this year, it's not as though the St. Louis River lacks community support. What are some things that it sounds, I mean, additional signage is always a wonderful thing, but what are some other things that users of the river might notice if it gets this designation?
Well, really, I think probably the biggest thing people would notice is just the more attention to the river itself, you know, and that's, I think, probably the most important part about the National Water Trail designation is, you know, the St. Louis River's had a lot of labels and layers, so to speak, put on it over the years, and most of them have been negative. You know, you have the area of concern or the Superfund sites, and as you said, you know, there's been a huge amount of community support and also agency support around cleaning those things up. And the water trail actually adds a positive label to it in the fact that, you know, now it is cleaned up, we want to drive more people back to it. But what we're actually doing right now is we're going through a planning process, and that's bringing in all sorts of people from the community and also all sorts of land managers and other folks on both sides of the river kind of into this process. And what will come out of that is a master plan, which will then be used to apply for this National Water Trail designation. But these partnerships that are being built up and sort of the idea of how to market the river, I think you'll just see more visible, you know, marketing out there to get people back to the river in a positive way. So it might not change very much on the river itself, but you'll just see more messaging and more exposure out there as to how great the St. Louis River is.
Now, some of the boating and angling communities have been concerned about this project. What is it that they're worried about?
So I think, you know, early on, so I think first off, it's worth noting that we're actually right in the middle of the planning process. So we're still kind of reaching out to a lot of these different stakeholders and user groups. And some of them we haven't gotten to quite as fast as others. And the anglers were one of them, and there was some misinformation out there that people thought that the water trail might, you know, have a negative impact on motorized access, which is absolutely not the case. And, you know, a good example just for people to note is that the Mississippi River from Hastings up to St. Cloud is actually a national water trail and has been for 5 years, and there's been no impact or change whatsoever in motorized use on that stretch of river. So there isn't any impact to that, and we've had some great meetings with the Walleye Club and some of the other clubs, and once the information's out, that fear is gone.
So, as usual, it sounds like it sounds like communication, of course, is always the key.
Yeah, you know, the public process, especially in a place as big as Duluth and in the Superior area, is, you know, there's a lot of very important people we need to get the word out to. But, of course, there's only so many of us and so much time and resources, so we're working as hard as we can to get out and meet as many people as we can. And like I said, you know, there is actually a link on the City of Duluth website where people can check out what's going on with the water trail and kind of weigh in, and we're still taking information. We're still in the middle of the planning process, so we want to hear everybody's voices.
Well, we'll get that link set up on our webpage so it will be easy for folks to find, and they can go ahead and weigh in if that's what they want to do. How long does the planning process go, and when is, do you have an idea where on the timeline you'll say, all right, here's our final information, we're submitting it for approval?
Yeah, so we're hoping, you know, hopefully by the end of the summer to actually have our planning process done. And the actual application for the water trail designation is kind of on a rolling basis. So there's no hard deadline we have to hit. So we have a little bit of the luxury of making sure we hear as many voices as possible and getting all the input. And if we feel like we have all that input, we'll finalize the plan and we'll move forward with the application. And then it actually goes to the Secretary of the Interior, who then makes the choice on whether or not we move forward or not as a national water trail.
All right. Well, we will be in touch with you then in the early fall and see where things go. Hansi, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Hansi Johnson joined us this morning as our guest. He's the director of Recreational Lands of Minnesota Land Trust. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.